Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Friday, the 20th March, here on Share Talk and sponsored by the UK Investor Show. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, which is here largely as a Bitcoin proxy. I think the fall from 10,000 down to 4,000 would have flushed everybody out, all the weak hands, and the same thing with the Argo Blockchain shares as well, down from 8 pence down to 3 pence this week. If there's anybody left now, they're probably in there for the long haul. Looking at the daily chart, August descending price channel, we bounced off that at 3 pence, and at least while we hold 3 pence, looking for a return to the 5 to 6 pence area, just below the 50-day moving average at 5.94, so somewhere up where there was former support becoming new resistance for the shares. Onto a stock, another stock which has given us a rather wild ride in the recent past, AFC Energy. Here you can see the roller coaster that we've had, but it looks like we've had a one-day bear trap below the 200-day moving average at 11.45 pence, below this neckline support post-November as well. And really the message at the moment, especially with the shares having gapped up, while we're above the 200-day line, looking for at least the 50-day moving average, probably up to that shoulder there, 25 pence over the next few weeks for the stock. So probably a move mirroring what we saw in November for the shares over the near term. Bidstack, another stock which is a bit of a Marmite situation, if I can get the right ticker up there. Here, once again, just giving the impression that anything under 5 pence is a buying opportunity. We saw a bit of that at the end of 2018. We've seen 5 pence coming in as support in February, and now it looks like we've got a bear trap below that level. If obviously, the easiest thing to do here would be to wait for an end-of-day close back above 5 pence and then target former February resistance at 9 pence as a best-case scenario. Also, a reasonable amount of bullish divergence here with the lower price lows in March, but a better-looking RSI trace that we've had in recent days. Next situation comes in the form of Jubilee Platinum, which has really taken a beating over the last few weeks, as most things. But it looks as though, again, we've got a bear trap situation going on here. 2.25 pence, the March support for the shares, and above that, or especially we've got an end-of-day close above that, and end-of-week close above that today, looking to at least fill the gap up there towards 2.8 pence, and hopefully much more. 3 pence was the October support, so that makes a likely a target area, 2.8 to 3 pence. Now we're going on to stock which I don't think I've covered before. It comes in the form of Kazira Gold. Here we've got a situation where it looks like the shares have bounced off a support line from August. That ran down to 0.1 pence, so we've already notionally doubled from that level. But the big news on the technical front here is the bullish divergence, which suggests that we could see an ongoing rebound, possibly up to where it walked up towards the area of the 50-day moving average at 0.39 pence over the next few weeks, which is basically the 50-day line where the shares have found resistance to date. Open Orphan, one of the most difficult stocks to chart in the recent past, despite the fundamentals being all over the place in the media, etc. Looks as though we've got basically a triple bottom here for the shares below 5 pence or below 4 and 3 quarter pence. I think below there in December initially was around 4.8 pence. So triple bottom there for the stock, and the top of the range here up towards 7 pence. And one would assume that that's where we will head back again over the near term for the shares, say the next month or so. Powerhouse Energy responded well to the bargain basement label that I wrote about the company earlier in the week. We've had a situation where we bounced off effectively the February support area or just above that. Key level now probably up to 1.2 pence today's intraday high. Ideally, we'd like to see an end-of-day close back above the 50-day moving average at 1.01 pence. That's rising, so that would be a decent buy signal or continuity signal. And then after that, up towards the main resistance, 1.6 to 1.8 pence from earlier in the year. Finishing off with a stock which I've been stalking for a few days, but didn't quite come up with a trigger. As far as the technicals were concerned today, it's more than done. That's up through the roof. But Zeros technology, breaking that resistance line from January, running at 0.7 pence, and also the 50-day moving average at 0.9 pence. While we're above the 50-day line, looking for at least a retest of post-December resistance at 1.3 pence, and possibly much more given the sharpness of the bear trap rebound that we've seen in the shares. That's it for me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.